The Scone Horse Festival is back, and we're really looking forward to it this year. Joining us to have a chat about it is President David Gatwood. David, how are we doing? You must be excited.
Yes, Andrew, it's been a long time coming, so fingers crossed that we continue to charge forward.
Is this the 40th year? Is that what I read correctly?
Yeah, we were meant to celebrate it last year, and because of, obviously, COVID-19 restrictions, sadly, our festival and most every other festival had to be, either cancelled or postponed. So we've decided that it's an important milestone, so we want to celebrate it. So hence, it's the 40th anniversary, albeit 12 months later.
David, is there going to be anything different to this year's festival compared to what we experienced in the past because of the COVID restrictions?
There will be. I guess the most notable omission will be the parade. That's been an agonising decision amongst the committee, but ultimately it's just very difficult to manage with all of the requirements. But the good news is we've got a family music event happening on the Thursday, the 6th of May. So that's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the White Park Arena. And we've got two fabulous artists in Shannon Knoll and Dragon. So super excited about adding a musical content to the Horse Festival.
That's a huge coup to get such great Australian artists. Everybody's going to love that. I mean, they will miss the iconic parade because it is truly one of the great experiences. It certainly was for my time being up here. But do you hope that it'll be back again in the future?
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, we have to work within the New South Wales health guidelines.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because we do close the Great Northern Railway and Kelly Street, or the former New England Highway, the difficulty with it is just people coming into the main street who may or may not be interested in the parade, but they've actually entered an event precinct.
Yep.
So you have to get all of their tracing details, and that is just an impossible task.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So what else can we look forward to for this year's edition of the Scone Horse Festival?
Look, there's a lot of the favourites. So the Scone Grammar School Fete and Markets moves back to the Saturday, and the reason being is because we've left Sunday, which is Mother's Day, a free day.
Yeah.
So that's always a popular event. We're also working with the Scone Jump Club to put on a show jumping exhibition on the Saturday evening, the 8th of May, which will be fantastic because the rodeo is actually moved a week earlier. So they're the 30th of April and 1st of May. There's polo, there is the blacksmiths and farriers competition at White Park on the Friday and Saturday, the 7th and 8th. Obviously, the Scone Cup Carnival, which is in the following Friday, is always a fantastic event. And then we wrap up on the Sunday, the 16th, with the Lake Glenbourne fireworks and picnic.
Well, it's so great to have it back for celebrating the 40th year of the Scone Festival. David Gatwood, well done to everybody bringing it together again for 2021, and thank you very much for joining us to have a word this morning.
No, thanks, Andrew, and we hope to see lots of people from around the district come back and support what is an iconic festival. So thank you for your time.